The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
525, that's what it's all about for us this week, Flakesgiving. And this year, I think we could print t-shirts that say no lists. You don't sign up to get a meal. You don't sign up to volunteer. You don't sign up to deliver. You just show up. Had a small business owner give me some money yesterday. Cash or check. I don't care. Seriously. Yeah, no, we don't care. Either way works just fine for us. You're handing me money. I'll take whatever you got. We have simplified it as much as we can. And everything about Flakesgiving is actually separate from the radio station. So it's all just, it's me and Paul. And what's nice about that is it does not take long to get an answer on anything. You want to talk to somebody in charge? Both of us are always right there at the event. So need a question answered? Come on up. Give you a yes or no in a heck of a hurry. No lists. Yeah. Don't sign up. Don't take your name. Don't need your name.
We hold on.
of all the weeks to die.
we thought at one time about doing credit cards, but that would have been a pain. And, you know, that's just, and there's a fee.
That's the main thing. There's a fee. And yeah, it's easier for, are we missing out on some donations? Probably. But
yeah. You know, we can do that thing where you get your phones in the missionary position and they make they make love to each other. And I can
never watch this part.
I know. And then they somehow transfer money into your phone or mm-hmm. something. I mean, that is just beyond all of us.
So. Yeah. Yeah. 57 Friday, 55 Saturday.
Yeah, it looks good. So we just try to keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know, keep it simple. Just like our charity, it's pretty simple. Our Flakesgiving Foundation is pretty simple. There's no overhead, no directors,
no
president, treasurer, secretary, anything we have to pay.
No,
none of that.
No.
All of the money in our foundation, almost 99.9% of it, all goes to the cause that we pick.
Right.
We have an accounting fee. We pay that. We pay for the insurance and the setup and stuff at Metro. We do that. We have to reorder checks or, you know, pay the state licensing fee for being a 501c3. We have to do that. But other than that, that's about it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. What other charity operates like that?
No. No board to run things by.
No.
We'll cover that at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You need something while we're down at Metro, walk up to me and Paul and say, hey, here's what I need, and we give you a yes or no right there. Yeah. I want to talk to somebody in charge. How can I help you?
It's like the Red Cross, you know. They paid their CEO $450,000 a year to run the Red Cross or something. I mean, we don't have that.
No.
So. And really, that's what enables us to do other things. So, like the drug sniffs we do at schools and things like that. So, boy, my new dog, Sophie, she'd be a great drug sniffer. That dog can smell for miles. And she looks just like Mira.
Oh, really?
Looks just like her.
Okay.
Same kind of breed, same dog. I mean, she walks out on the front porch and she puts her head up in the air and her nose starts going. And she'll take off and 10 minutes later she'll come back with an old bone. Or something that she found in the trees or from one of them dead critters, Mark.
But, they don't just have fainting goats out of Musshaven Farms.
That's right.
A lot of stuff just keels over dead right on the spot.
Pert near. So, big week this week. Need a couple big days worth of donations here over the next day or two, so...
Article in the paper about Stacy Zinn announcing her U.S. House interest, had her in last week.
They're a little late.
I tell you what, she's waiting to see what Rosendale does.
Mm.
And if he's going to run for a different office, then she'll officially run. We like her. We like her because she's no BS and yeah. She'll tell you the truth. Talked a little bit when she was in, too. There's all this talk about what's coming in across our southern border. Folks, we got problems at the northern border, too.
Mm-hmm.
you want to get a better idea of what level of drugs are in our city, talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
4 years on the U.S.-Mexico border, 5+ years in South America, 4 years in Afghanistan. She has been in it, and she's seen it, and she knows.
Yeah, when she, excuse me, when she was in, I made it a point to let people of Billings know about the makeup of a gang member.
Mm-hmm.
Where they come from, what their intentions are, how they make their living. Because I wanted to dispel the theory that if they had recreational opportunities, they would get out of the drug business, stop shooting.
Uh-huh.
And that just wasn't the case.
So. No. Subsequently, your rec center bill went down.
Yeah,
sadly.
70 to 30. So I can't believe who was ever in charge of running the pro rec thing, that was their approach, that it would reduce gang activity and
safety
stuff. Yeah,
no, sorry, that's a misnomer, and I don't think that was,
that's, gang bangers don't play soccer.
No.
So but she's gonna wait for Rosendale to decide, and I would imagine by Christmas or by the first of the year, he'll decide, because then he only has 11 months to campaign. And, you know, Steve Daines is a very important figure in determining where the senatorial campaign money goes across the country. So that could come into play, because Tester's going to spend $20, $30 million.
Oh, God.
To Buffalo everybody about his position and how much of a Montanan he is. But
John Tester made Fox News.
Oh, yeah?
Vulnerable Democratic senator attended Hollywood fundraiser with donor linked to discrimination scandal.
Yeah.
Tester raised nearly $1 million from California during the past two quarters.
From California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last time he ran from senator, he preached about improper campaign donations and these people infiltrating the campaign, and he took more of that money from those illicit donors than any candidate when he ran.
That's right.
He talks out of both sides of his ass.
He does.
I mean, it's terrible.
And the comments that I get, in fact, I wrote about over advertising yesterday. With,
oh, that's very interesting.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah. I'm glad you read it.
Yeah.
Like Progressive Insurance, I didn't talk anything about Tester, but got comments on him. John Tester is not going to carry Yellowstone County.
No.
Which is interesting, because he also doesn't carry the county that he lives in.
That's right.
For the people that know him.
Yeah. But he'll carry Butte, Missoula, that kind of thing. So, but we'll see. I'd love to get him in here.
He doesn't go places where
No.
doesn't go places where people disagree with him.
He likes the open mic forum.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go in and these lame radio people will, "Oh, hi, Mr. Tester. Glad, what are you doing in town?"
Mm-hmm.
And so what's going on this week? That's what they'll ask him.
Right.
And then he gives you his campaign speech about he just finished up cleaning his AR-15 and putting it away, and because he just gutted out his elk and deer and so yeah, he's gonna run up to school and make sure that there's only a boys and a girls locker room, and you know, that's what he tells them. And, "Oh, well, thanks for coming in. Stop by anytime. Sure, appreciate you. You're one of my favorite stops." Oh, please. Gosh. You know when he's lying, his lips are moving. You know, all these problems in the Middle East, you can go back to Obama and John Tester and the Democrats. That Iran treaty that John Tester was the big swing vote that gave Obama the ability to make and negotiate his own treaty with the world's leading terrorist nation started it. And that's where I came up with the name, Tehran John.
Mm-hmm.
They eviscerated the power of the United States Congress to write and approve treaties. It was their power, their authority, and they voted to let Obama do the Iran one on his own. And look at the quagmire we've got now.
Yeah.
Why, John Tester should have been in Washington, D.C. yesterday for the big rally at the Washington Mall. The pro-Israel rally. Some estimates said there was just a little under a quarter million people there. Peaceful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Israeli signs, American flags, pictures of the hostages. No screaming lunatic radical college nut job from Stanford or California Berkeley screaming death to those and where's Hitler when you need him. That's John Tester's party, by the way.
That's right.
He probably won't get questions like this over the milquetoast interviews, but where was he? And if he's such a big proponent and ally of these people, then why isn't he in front of the cameras all day long proclaiming these thoughts? Because he doesn't want to alienate a base, an anti-Semitic base that might not like it.
Right.
Has he called out Tlaib and others in Congress for their supporting of Hamas and the destruction of the Jewish population? I haven't heard it. Where is he at? Where's he at? Open borders? Where's he at? Well, I believe in strong. Yeah, you believe it when you're running, but you don't vote that way.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give me any crap. Don't lie. The more you lie, the bigger you get. He's the biggest man in Congress. So look at, folks, look at how things have gone downhill in the last 18 years that he's been in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've lost a lot of ground as America in the last 18 years. A lot. I don't think Rosendale's going to get in. Because if Rosendale gets in, then there's going to be a tough Republican primary.
Right.
The other times that Rosendale has got in, we really didn't have an alternative senatorial candidate on the other side of the ticket.
True.
We do now, a very qualified, viable candidate with Tim Sheehy.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have a tough, tough primary with Sheehy in order to win. So is he going to take that chance of not even making the ticket and then lose his congressional seat and he'll just be out of politics then?
Right.
Or is he going to stay in his congressional seat where he should almost assuredly win the Eastern District of Montana?
I think you're exactly right.
A lot of these guys, they don't like campaigning every other year. That's one of the big things about a representative. And Senate seats are for six. And but I've been wrong on a lot of other stuff before.
Yeah, so. But the political stuff, you're pretty close.
Yeah, we'll
I trust Paul Musaben with all my questions about fluids in my vehicle and politics.
Well, great. And there's a couple good candidates already in for the Eastern District that are running. Troy Downing, you know, he's going to run.
Mm-hmm.
He's our state auditor right now. He's a good man, businessman, self-made. Loves his country, got involved in the U.S. military, became a pilot right after 9/11. Barely made it in, too. He was like 34 at the time.
Right.
Pissed him off so much he wanted to fight. And he's in. Elsie Aronson, she's in. I don't think she is going to be in the top two or three. So he's going to be in a primary anyway for Congress. And Stacey Zinn's at a very big disadvantage because she's not officially even in yet, so she would have to start raising money,
right,
and campaigning and stuff like that. So she's in a difficult position anyway. But I'd make her the head of the FBI.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook. The Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
Get rid of that jerk. It's so corrupt. We got to clean that out. I'll tell you, folks, whoever wins, they have got a lot of work in front of them. They got to clean out these corrupt judges. We've got to throw out Merrick Garland. He's fired. I mean, the minute that I say, so help me God, right after the word God, Merrick Garland, you're fired.
Right.
Those are the next words. And head of the FBI, fired. All federal judges appointed by the Biden administration, take your robe off. You're fired. Clean your office out. All of that, it has to be done immediately. Head of the EPA, Energy Department. We need a new Interior Secretary. We need a new Department of Energy head. We need a new intelligence leader. All of you guys, pack your bags right after, so help me God. That's what I would do. But then I tend to make my decisions on people very, very early on.
Well, it'd be different if you were wrong.
Without, they'd all be gone. All be gone. We got to clean it up, folks. Clean it up. Look at what that Judge Michael Moses did to us, folks, before he retired. Look what he did to us in Montana, that jerk. The Constitution says only state legislatures can make law for voting. That's it. It's cut and dry.
Right.
He didn't like the one about not being able to register on Election Day, so he overruled that. And so our legislature, which only meets every 2 years, what do? Look what Bullock did with the election. This time we're going to do mail out only. Changed it right there. This is the kind of stuff you have to get rid of. This Xi Jinping type leadership, judges and other things that we have. All my military guys would be military guys. They wouldn't be politicians, progressive, liberal way of thinking military guys. That's not how militaries run. You give them a mission. They accomplish it, and they come home with nothing but success as acceptable for them. That's what the military does. You don't give people in their adidectomies or breast augmentations or gender transitional treatments. None of that in the military. That's for other parts of society. That isn't for our military. We don't go into a battle against terrorists and have the leader of your country say, okay, they killed 1,400, so we're limiting 1,400 terrorists that we're allowed to kill. No.
No.
You wipe them all out and you make humanity safe. That's what Israel's doing. But not our current administration. They want ceasefires.
Timeouts.
Yeah, all kinds. And they're holding our people hostage and killed 31 of our Americans, folks. All that stuff has to change. We have to get control of our universities again, our borders in particular. Borders have caused such a huge problem in this nation. Where's John Tester at? Where's he at on all this stuff, folks? I can tell you where he's at, right down between the cheeks of Chuck Schumer. That's exactly where he's at.
It is.
That's how he got his wealth and his bread and butter. And he knows it, and he likes it. Those big tractors that he's driving, you know, they're $600,000-$700,000 a piece.
Well, Paul, he's just a third-generation dirt farmer. I saw the commercial.
Yeah. The first generation of testers would turn over in their grave if they knew how the third generation was voting on these policies in America.
True.
So, I don't know why it won't come in. We have the potential here to reach 250,000 people in the listening area, from northern Wyoming all the way up to south of Great Falls, east and west, plus on the app now.
Right.
Pretty good reach. It was a big day for me yesterday. I made my last ranch payment on my second ranch that I had to pay off. John Tester didn't have to do that.
No.
And if John Tester wants to issue a challenge to me where he would like to see me try to follow him around for one day, Mark, who you putting your money on?
Give me $10 on my farmer.
Thank you very much. I got a bet for you, John. Why don't you follow me around for the last 40 years?
Yeah.
I can keep up with you. Look at what happened. Look, folks, what's happened to our children around the country in their education. You know, he was a teacher. John Tester was a teacher. Mark could, and he was a music teacher, but Mark could teach him a few things about music, too. But that's all for a different day.
Right.
So why isn't education important to him? Where's he been on education? John Tester, folks, let's talk about him for a while. Where's he been on education? Where has he been on males with dinglings being able to use the girls' bathrooms and the girls' locker rooms? Because we know what his party stands for.
Mm-hmm.
How come he's not an outspoken critic of that if he's really a Montanan? Because most Montanans don't want their girls in locker rooms with men boys. Where's he been on that? He's the big educator.
Mm-hmm.
What about our test scores, John? You know, you're big in education. What about our test scores? Our universities have dropped their ACT requirements now. Our math proficiency rates, reading rates. Where have you been on that? Your people are leading the education department, John Tester. Where in the hell are you at on that? Boy, you're quiet, aren't you, on that? But you sure heard a lot from him last Friday and Saturday on Veterans Day, didn't you?
Yeah.
They have failed miserably with the education of our children. Miserably. Their people were in charge. You know what they know about. They know about the climate, and they know about gender selection, and they know about how terrible white people are in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they know. That's what they teach. You think some lame radio host across this city, folks, is going to ask him those kind of questions?
No.
Because he's a phony. I would probably get along with John Tester all day long out at the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Driving around, yucking it up, talking about the cost of fertilizer. We have a lot in common. But politics, we couldn't ride in the same vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
We're so far apart. And he's so far apart from the average real Montana worker and citizen. Here's another article today. Nobody will ask him about this. Many parents, this is AP again. You, and a lot of you folks out there that don't like us, like Dan the a-hole, he probably thinks that I make a lot of this stuff up. This was an Associated Press article again today, November 15th. It came out at 3:44 a.m. this morning. Parents don't know when their kids are behind in school. Our report cards telling enough. 9 out of 10. Now, for those of you that are currently in the school system, that's 90%. 9 out of 10 parents believe their child is performing at their grade level. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 think their children are right where they are supposed to be. And why is that? I can tell you why. Because John Tester and the teachers' unions and others will tell you, we're doing a great job. Your child is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. That's a CYA is what that is. According to the poll released today by Gallup and a group called Learning Heroes, many parents rely on the report cards for a sense of their children's progress. Researchers and experts said they are missing the whole picture. And once again, John Tester and his party and his liberalism and his progressive ideas, folks, they have changed report cards.
Yeah.
Pass or fail my ass. That's dumb.
It is.
Okay or not okay. What's that? Without the knowledge, parents may not seek opportunities for extra support for their children. School officials said, get this, half of all the U.S. students in our schools last year, half started started a year behind the grade level that they were entering into in at least one important subject. Half of them. Just think of that, folks. Half of them weren't ready to start the next year because they hadn't even accomplished last year's proficiency levels. So where's John Tester? 88% of parents said their child is on a grade level in reading, and 89% of parents believe their child's on a grade level in math, and they're not. They're being buffaloed, or they don't care.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook, the Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
And half of all of them started a year behind in math and reading. Everything, excuse me, I still have a scratchy throat, folks, but I feel fine. And everything is being blamed on COVID as districts ease their grading policies to account for the chaos and hardship. Oh, and guess what? John Tester, Steve Bullock from Montana, and others. Who was responsible for keeping our kids out of the schools during COVID? They were.
That's right.
Other kids, Texas, Florida, South Dakota. Geez, we bring them up a lot, don't we? They kept their kids in schools. And you know what? They didn't need to dig mass graves with bulldozers to put all of the people that would die in them, did they?
Nope.
They did not. And they didn't fall behind. Standardized test scores are low. Districts in the United States have invested federal pandemic relief money now to try to get students back on track academically with tutoring, summer academic programs, but fewer students show up than the district had planned. That's because we got low-life scum parents in America that don't care. Hey, this is tough, but it's reality, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Look, my kid's out for the summer. You think I'm running him back and forth to catch him up in math and reading? He'll be fine. He can work like I did.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't care. They don't care. Which the schools then can't help catch your kids up if you're not willing to get them in there. Only half of the parents surveyed said they've ever discussed their child's academic process with their teacher. But folks, here's another thing. Teachers' conferences have now changed.
Yes, they have.
Than the way teachers' conferences used to be held. Oh, here's Jimmy. Jimmy, I want you to lead the conference today and tell Mom and Dad what we've been doing and show them around the school and where your locker is. And when my folks went to teachers' conference, as soon as they got home, I heard these words. Get in here.
Isn't that the truth?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And I heard this kind of stuff. You're not applying yourself. You have far more talent than they're showing. You're not working hard. You understand what they're teaching, but you're not doing the work. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Report cards, according to this article, generally don't convey enough information, and so you need to get that from the instructor. According to this Gallup poll, a report card is tricky. You're just looking at A, Bs, and Cs. Nowhere on the report card does it say what reading level that your child is on,
right,
or what math level. Once again, folks, why? We've changed the report cards.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we do that? Why did we change the report cards? Liberalism. You can't alienate a student. You can't make a student feel bad if they're not getting the work done. You can't let the whole class know that that child got an F.
Mm-hmm.
We were shamed into doing good.
Right. And we had kids repeat grades.
The teachers would announce the grades in our classroom after a test. They'd go down. Bill Boney, A+. I never will forget that smart kid. You know, on down the line. Paul Mushaven, 69%, and you feel like crap. You feel like you're a dunce. A, B's, and C's. A lot of this, they'll just give it to you based on your effort. Well, he's really trying, so I gave him a B, even though his math or reading level may be way behind. Could be a great kid. Doesn't get it. Talking to parents about issues like literacy and the nuisance of grading, families might be better able to advocate for their children in the school system and work in partnership with educators. Knowledge is power. Parents don't know what they don't know, so we don't want them to blame themselves. Demand the information to ensure your child and children get exactly what they need. Parents don't do that anymore. And in the old days, it was given information. It was all available there anyway. They would receive copies of the Iowa Basic Skills Test. They would receive information on where their child is placing currently and what are they behind in. And it's a different animal now. But we have those groomed soldiers, don't we? We have those soldiers out there on the streets yelling, screaming, carrying on about equity, gender, unfairness, all those kind of things. That's the kind of student we've created now. We just got the article this week about the hundreds of thousands of foreign students that are in our colleges because they can read, they know math, and they know science. 269,000 of them this year from India alone in our colleges into our graduate programs. They're educated. We're not. But the one thing we know that guys like me and John Tester are ruining the climate. And we know that boys and girls aren't necessarily boys or girls. And there's thousands of different genders that you can choose from. They know all of that now. Why those students over there know math, science, reading, and the history of their countries. Where's John Tester on that one? There's a topic for you, John, to talk about as you clean your AR-15 on your commercials while you're gutting out a deer, showing everybody your true colors. My ass. So anyway, there's your little early morning discussion, and a lot of people don't care for it. A lot of people do, but it doesn't matter. That's what the buttons are for. And we're going to keep raising money anyway to help people today. Yep. So that's what you do. That's what you do. If people struggle, you help them. That's what we do. If your children struggle in school, we should be helping them.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do. Not move them through. We do that with cattle. You move them through the chute. All right. If you got one that's sick, you pull that one out and you take care of that animal.
Right.
The other ones that are perfectly fine and healthy, you move them through. We need to do the same thing in schools. The ones that are behind, they're not there yet. You take them out. You get them to that point. We don't do that anymore.
No.
That's all right, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry. One year. One more year and everything will be fine. Everything will be silenced. Bill Cole and all these other idiots can get all their stuff passed. Well, you'll be able to sweep your leaves back into the street again. Hell, we'll close the rims down for 3 weeks over the 4th of July then. Don't worry. One year, it'll all be okay.
And nobody will complain about anything anymore.
It'll be fine.
Right.
Everybody will be pissing on the street up and down Montana Avenue.
Oh, we do that by our new outdoor bathroom.
Oh, that's right. One year, it'll be fine.
First news coming up, 6:10.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.